The next section comprises the present railway station in Nova Gorica, which has a symbolic role in this area and in the exhibition. Throughout the period, the railway station had several names, but the best known was Transalpina. It was named after the railway line that connected Vienna, the capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, with Trieste, the empire's main port. The railway station was the only public building of the town of Gorizia to remain on the Yugoslav side after 1947. The border was only a few meters away from the station entrance. The square in front of the station was first divided by barbed wire, while from 1955 there was a low wall with a fence. At the beginning of the 1980s, and in accordance with the transnational agreement, the older fence and barbed wire were removed, and a new fence was installed from the Sulcan crossing point to Aerial Chiva Street. It was agreed that each side should bear its own half of the cost of installing the fence. You can see a part of this fence in this exhibition. The actual foundations were laid by the Yugoslavs, whereas the mesh frame was installed by the Italians, so that the fence had two owners. However, several disputes arose between the local government and the Yugoslav army, which demanded barbed wire be installed on the top of the fence, thus preventing refugees, particularly from the socialist and Asian countries, from passing the border. In fact, in those times, these refugees used to take advantage of holidays in Yugoslavia to escape to the west across the border.